Yes, that's right. Thank you so much. It is time for the good stuff. And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. They have local, national, and international livestock industry news. They're the top at it. They have classified ads, special interest sections. They even have award-winning columnists and livestock auction reports. Plus, if you visit online, you can see latest stories, sale reports, updates, and subscribe. TSLN.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Well, despite the 90-some degree temperatures, fall is just around the corner, and it's a great time to visit Cherry County and the Valentine, Nebraska area. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you to check things out at visitvalentine.org. A nice fall trip down the scenic Niobrara River. Enjoy the international dark skies at Merritt Reservoir, home of the Nebraska Star Party in the summer. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots. And if you can't make it this fall, come visit us next summer. Check it all out online at visitvalentine.com.
I have a piece today called Yellow Shirt. I am not sure who the author is. Again, yellow shirt. The yellow shirt had long sleeves, four extra large pockets trimmed in black thread and snaps up the front. It was faded from years of wear, but still in decent shape. I found it in 1963 when I was home from college on Christmas break, rummaging through bags of clothes Mom intended to give away. "You're not taking that old thing, are you?" Mom said when she saw me packing the yellow shirt. "I wore that when I was pregnant with your brother in 1954. "It's just the thing to wear over my clothes during art class, Mom. Thanks." I slipped it into one of my suitcases before she could object. The yellow shirt became part of my college wardrobe. I loved it. After graduation, I wore the shirt the day I moved into my new apartment and on Saturday mornings when I cleaned. The next year, I married, and when I became pregnant, I wore the yellow shirt during big belly days. I missed Mom and the rest of my family since we were in Colorado and they were in Illinois, but that shirt helped. I smiled, remembering that Mom had worn it when she was pregnant 25 years earlier. That Christmas, mindful of the warm feelings the shirt had given me, I patched one elbow, wrapped it in holiday paper, and sent it to Mom. When Mom wrote a thank you for her real gift, she said the yellow shirt was lovely. She never mentioned it again. The next year, my husband, daughter, and I stopped at Mom and Dad's to pick up some furniture. Days later, when we uncrated the kitchen table, I noticed something yellow taped to its bottom. The shirt. And so the pattern was set. On our next visit home, I secretly placed the shirt under Mom and Dad's mattress. I don't know how long it took her to find it, but almost 2 years passed before I discovered it under the base of our living room floor lamp. The yellow shirt was just what I needed now while refinishing furniture. The walnut stains added character. In 1975, my husband and I divorced. With my three children, I prepared to move back to Illinois. As I packed, a deep depression overtook me. I wondered if I could make it on my own. I wondered if I would find a job. I paged through the Bible, looking for comfort. In Ephesians, I read, "So use every piece of God's armor to resist the army whenever he attacks, and when it is all over, you will be standing up." I tried to picture myself wearing God's armor, but all I saw was the stained yellow shirt. Slowly it dawned on me, wasn't my mother's love a piece of God's armor? My courage was renewed. Unpacking in our new home, I knew I had to get the shirt back to Mom. The next time I visited her, I tucked it in her bottom dresser drawer. Meanwhile, I found a good job at a radio station. A year later, I discovered the yellow shirt hidden in a rag bag in my cleaning closet. Something new had been added. Embroidered in bright green across the breast pocket were words, "I belong to Pat." Not to be outdone, I got my own embroidery materials and added an apostrophe and seven more letters. Now the shirt proudly proclaimed, "I belong to Pat's mother." But I didn't stop there. I zigzagged all the frayed seams and had a friend mail the shirt in a fancy box to Mom from Arlington, Virginia. We enclosed an official-looking letter from the Institute of the Destitute announcing that she was recipient of an award for good deeds. I would have given anything to see Mom's face when she opened that box, but of course she never mentioned it. Guess what, everyone? We're running out of time, so you're going to have to tune in tomorrow at the same time to listen to the conclusion and find out about the yellow shirt.
And thanks for tuning in to your local radio station and listening to The Good Stuff.